A Visit from St. Nicholas by Clement Clarke Moore. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children was nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When, out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window, I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon, on the breast of the new-fallen snow, gave the lustre of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer? With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and the pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back. He looked just like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses and his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of the pipe he held in his teeth, and the smoke that it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of sherry. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of the head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, laying his finger aside his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all!"